Begin the current daf, Maseftas Makas, daf Yud. Begin 10 lines down for the top of the Yamid. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, from our previous Mishnah, which described the halacha of Galus, that the person who kills by mistake goes to one of the six Arim Miklat, one of the six cities of refuge. Now on that, Gemara asked, Masulaka, are there no more than six? But Voksib, there's a pasuk by Midbar that says, Valeim Titeinu Arboim Mishtaim Ir, that upon them you should give 42 cities, which refer to the 42 cities of refuge. How can we say in our Mishnah that there are only six? Rabbi, he explains that there's a difference. Halalu, the six that we mentioned in our Mishnah, Kultais Bein Ladas Bein Shaliladas, they rescued the individual who killed by mistake, whether if he fled there with the intention of being saved over there, or even if he didn't know that it saves, but if he's there, he's automatically safe. In contrast, halalu ladas kultus shaliladas in the kultus. The other 42, those are going to rescue only if a person intends for that purpose. But if it doesn't, then it's not going to save. Now the Gemara asks, we mentioned in the previous daf, the six places, three in Eretz Yisrael, three in Eiver HaYarden, that were the six Ari Miklat. One of them were Chevron. So the Gemara says, Chevron Ir Miklat, who? Is Chevron really one of the cities of refuge? But Vaksiv, there's a pasuk in Sefer Shoftim that says, V'yitnu l'Kalev es Chevron, they gave Kalev the Chevron, Kasha Dibe Moshe, like Moshe spoke, the Moshe said that Kalev is going to get the city of Chevron. So you see that it was Kalev's, and not one of the Levite cities, that of the Ari Miklat. So Mabai explains Parvadoha, the villages and the courtyards that are around the city of Hebron, which are called with the same name of Hebron, that was given to Kalev. The Chassid, like it says, the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, it says Ve'sadei ha'ir ve'schatzirah, that the cities of the field and their courtyards, that was Naslu Kalev ben Yifune, that was given to Kalev. He got the outside part of Hebron, but the city of Hebron itself was, as we said in the previous stuff, that was one of the six Ari Miklat. But a different question on that list. One of them that was mentioned was Kedesh. Asked the Gemara, Kedesh in Miklat Havi, was Kedesh one of the cities of refuge? But Vekziv, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, V'ori Mivtzer, and the fortified cities, which referred to these large cities that were in the portion of Naphtali, were Hatzidim, Tzer, V'chamas, Rakas, V'kenaris, V'goyim, etc. V'kedesh, V'edrei, V'enchatzer. So we see that Kedesh was a large fortified city. Now, Betanya learned the Brisa, it says, Arm Halolu, these cities, the Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge, Ein Eisen Eisen, one should not make them Leitirn Kitan, not small little villages where there's not enough food over there. Veloy Krochem Gedolim, and not large cities where everyone is constantly coming to these metropolitan areas, and then it could happen that one of the relatives of the victim would be around over there and will lay an ambush for the person who killed by mistake who's in that Ir Miklat. Elayar's bainness rather should be in the middle type of a city. So how could you say that Kedesh is one of the Ari Miklat when Kedesh is the Ir Miftzer, which is a large city, and we don't make Ari Miklat into large cities? So Rabbi Yisrael, he says, Trei Tarti Kedesh Havi. There are actually two Kedesh. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Vashti says, Kegoin Slikum, like this fortified city called Slikum, Va'akra de Slikum, and the village which was near Slikum, which was called the village of Slikum, so to Kedesh. Yeah, as the Pasuk says, the city itself of Kedesh was fortified. It was a large city. But there was a medium-sized city that was near it, which was called, based on the metropolitan area, the same name as Kedesh. That's the Ir Miklat that we're referring to that was called Kedesh. Now, the Gemara goes back to what we mentioned before to explain that whole halacha, Gufa. Arm Halol, we said, these cities of the Ari Miklat, in Eisen Leitirn Kitan, we don't make it into small villages, neither large cities. Eliyar's Bain is rather the Ari Miklat have to be medium-sized cities. Moreover, continues the Brice, we only make Ari Miklat in places where there's water. Now, if there's no water in that place, which when Eretz Yisrael was split up in the days of Yeshua and it was given to the Levim, that for the Ari Miklat there wasn't water, Mevin Lehem Mayim, so they bring water, meaning they create canals which would bring water from faraway streams. So to Ve'im Yeshivin Eisen El B'Mokim Shvakim, that the Ari Miklat are only supposed to be in places where there are marketplaces, where there's food to be bought. And Ve'im Yeshivin Eisen El B'Mokim Uchlasin, and also the Ari Miklat has to be in a place where there's a multitude of people. That is, there should be villages and settlements that should be near the Ir Miklat, so that the avenger of the blood, the relative of the victim, should not gang up on that city with might, because there's going to be those around that could assist. Now, this might, if the multitudes of the cities around get diminished, so they add on. Nismaitu diyurein, and if the villages get diminished in the city, mavin lemkan levim yisraelim, so you bring kanam levim yisraelim again to populate the area, that it shouldn't be too few, that then the goyel adam will come with his armor of bandits and kill the perpetrator. Moreover, ve'im meichrim behen loy klei zayin, we don't sell in the ir miklat itself, not weapons, so that the goyel adam should not buy over their weapons and kill the perpetrator, because if he would bring weapons from outside the city, they would realize when he's trying to come into the city. So, but we don't sell weapons in the city itself. And v'loy klei mitzudah, neither do we sell different types of tools for trapping, because with that also they kill animals and they can be used against the person who killed by mistake. That's divrei Nechemya. Matim Nechama, however, permit that to sell weapons and hunting tools in the ir miklat. But v'shavim, but they both agree she'im poyusim b'teicha mitzudis, that one is not allowed to lay traps in the ir miklat. Ve'im avshilun teicha chavalim, and there, and neither to lay out and spread out ropes in the ir miklat. So that the people shouldn't be coming there for hunting purposes, and the goyel adam might be one of them, and he might lay an ambush, and we don't want to have any pretext to allow him to come there. Therefore, though the Chacham say you could sell weapons there, but you cannot do hunting types of things there, which then that might bring the goyel adam to kill the one who killed b'shoygeg. Now, Amr Yitzchak, he says, my crow, what's the pasuk for all these halachas of this brisa that we see that we have to prepare for the murderers who killed by mistake, all the things that he needs? There has to be food nearby, there has to be water. How do we know this halacha? It's because the pasuk says, v'nasal achas min arma el b'chay, that the one who killed by mistake will flee to one of these cities, the cities of refuge, and he'll live. What that teaches us is, avad le'midi d'tahav alechiyus, you have to make it, do things for him that he could be able to have his life, that he could have his livelihood, that he could have whatever he needs to sustain himself, which is all these things that we said in the previous halacha. Moreover, Tanu Lekna Brai said, Talmud Shagal, a student that goes into exile, Megalan Rabbi Imai, they make his Rebbe, his teacher, go into Galus with him. Shemak says in the Pasuk, V'chai, that he shall live, which is Ava Lemidid Tava Lechiyus, you have to do things to help him live, and a student without his Torah, without his Rebbe, is nothing, and therefore you have to make his Rebbe go into Galus. Now, Amr Zairi says, Mikam, from here we learn, Shalo Yishan Odom Otamash in the Hagan, a person should not teach a student that's not appropriate, so that, because someone that's not so upstanding, his sins might bring him to kill even by mistake and then go into Golas, and then his Rebbe's going to have to go with him, because as the Gemara says, Amr Beis, we only find those who killed by mistake by wicked people. And therefore, one should not teach to such a student, because then he might have to go into Golas with that person. Amr Biechani says, Harav Shagala, the teacher that goes into exile, Megal Yeshiva Se'imai, they make his yeshiva go into Golas with him. As we said, that's his chiyus. So ask the Gemara, is that really so? But Amr Biechani says, Menayin L'Dibri Torah Shein Kolden, from where do we know that the words of Torah are saving a person? You're saying that if the Rav goes into Golas, his students have to go with him. Why does he have to go into Golas? The words of Torah itself should save him. Shinamak, it says, the Pasuk in the Varm, it says, as Betzah B'Midbar B'Kohen, when it's talking about the series of refuge, so it mentions Betzah that's in the Midbar, etc. Uksiv Basin, it says, after the Ari Miklat, it says, V'Zayis HaTorah, and this is the Torah, which he teaches to say that people, regular people, need Ari Miklat, but a Talmud Chacham has the Torah. So why are you saying that he even has to go into Golas and you make his yeshiva go with him? So think about Likash, it's not difficult. When did we say that the Torah is koilet? That's as in the moment when he's learning Torah, then it saves him. When did we say if the Rav is Gali, he has to go with him is at a time when he wasn't actively involved in learning. Then the Torah doesn't save, and then he has to go into Golas, and his yeshiva goes with him. Or if you want to say a different approach, my Colton, what does it mean that it says that the words of Torah save the Talmud Chacham is Mimal Chamobas, is from the angel of death. But it does not say from the Goyel Adam, from the avenger of the victim's blood, and that's why he has to go into Golas. As the Gemara says, Kedar Rav Chizda, we found Rav Chizda, that the words of Torah were saving him from the Malach HaMavis. Because Habi Yosef Agarsa B'Bei Rav, he was sitting and he was learning in the yeshiva, and the agent of the angel of death couldn't get near him because the words of Torah was protecting him. His mouth did not stop from learning the words of Torah. The Malach HaMavis went up and sat on the cedar tree, which was right by the yeshiva. And the cedar tree cracked, and he heard that noise, and he was silent for a moment from learning Torah. And then the angel of death was able to take his life. So we see that it protects from the Malach HaMavis, but not necessarily from the Goyel Adam. And that's why the Rav Shakala, his yeshiva, has to go with him. Amram Tanchum Bar Chaneloi says, "Bnei Mazacher Reuven Limonis Bahatzalat Chilu." We mentioned the previous stuff, and we mentioned before that when it talks about the Ari Mikla, it mentioned as Betzah Bamidbar. Why is it that the Torah had it that it opened up by talking about the Ari Mikla first in the part of the Shevet of Reuven that he was merited to be counted from the saving first? Because the Ari Mikla saves the person from being killed, from the Goyel Adam. Why was Reuven Zeicha to be the first one mentioned by Hatzalah, by being saved? So on that says the Gemara, Neshu Pasach Batzalat Tzchil, because he opened up with saving first. Shlomo Michael says in the Pasach, when it came to, the brothers were deciding to kill Yosef, says, V'yishma Reuven Vetzilei Miyadam. Reuven heard and he saved him from his hand. He says, we're going to kill him, and he's the one that stopped them. And that's why, since he was the one to open up first with being saved, so the Torah opens up with his tribe first about being saved. And also regarding being saved from being killed. Darsh Reb Simloi. Reb Simloi expounded, he says, Ma'adir said, what does it mean the passing of the Varm that says, Az Yavdil Moshe Shalish Orem Be'ev HaYarden, and then Moshe separated in Transjordan the three cities, Mizracha Shemesh, towards the rising sun. What is that teaching when it says towards the rising sun that it was, we know is on the Mizrach? So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Hazrach Shemesh L'Roitzchem, have the sun come up for the murderers. In other words, as we said in a previous halacha, prepare for them their needs, their life, their livelihood, which is like all those things I said before. That's like the rising of the sun. That's the metaphor that's being used, that he's telling him, don't just make the cities, but also make all their needs there. Or those who say, the Amalei, what Hashem said to him was, Hazrach the Shemesh Loetzchem. You brought up the sun for the murderers. In other words, by just separating these cities, you did well. You gave them a place of refuge. That was like bringing up the sun for them. He was praising him for what he did. Related to this, Allah, Darsh Reb Simoi, but Simoi expounded, Ma'adir said, what does it mean a pasuk in Kehelis that says, Oyev Kesef, Liyisper Kesef, someone who loves money, silver will not be satiated with money, Umi Oyev Bahamain, and he who loves in multitudes, Loitivu will not have grain. So he says, homiletically, he says, Oyev Kesef, Liyisper Kesef, someone who loves money will not be satiated, will never have enough money, Zem Moshe Rabbeinu, this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew She'ein Shalish Arm She'beiv HaYarden Kultus, as we said in previous stuff. He knew that the three cities in Transjordan would not save anyone. Actually, Nivchuru Shalish Be'eretz Kanan, until the three in Eretz Kanan, many years later, would be chosen over there. Yet Va'amah, still he said, Mitzvah Shabbo Liyadi Akimena, a mitzvah that comes to my hand, I'm going to fulfill it. And that's like someone that loves something like mitzvahs, he's not going to be satiated with what he has. He's going to want more and more and more, even though he knew it's not going to fulfill its purpose yet. He still said, let me go ahead and do that mitzvah of separating the Ari Miklat. And when it says, "Rami oyev bahamin loy tzvua," and someone who loves multitudes will not have grain, the Gemara expounds it as if it was read loy with a vav, that to him is the grain. L'midna l'lamed bahamin. When it says, he who loves bahamin, it says, and for who is it appropriate to teach in the multitudes, meaning to be darshan in the rabbin for the public? It's Misha called Tavua Shalai, it's someone who all the grain is his, meaning that he's proficient in Chumash and Mishnah and Halachas and Agadis. He's the type of person that should be darshaning in the public. And says the Gemara, behind Amir Belaza, that's what Belaza says, Ma'adir said, what's in the Pasuk in Tehillim? Mi Yimal Gvurs Hashem, who should speak about the might of Hashem? Yashmi called Tehillasai, let it be heard all his praise. So he expounds the Pasuk as follows. L'mino l'mal gvurs Hashem, for who is it appropriate to say the might of Hashem? The end of the pasuk is explaining. Mi sheyachal Hashmi kol tehillasai. Whoever could let it be heard all Hashem's praises, meaning he knows kol Torah kulo, he knows all Hashem's praises in the Torah, he's the one that should be darshaning, who should be talking about the might of Hashem. Rabbanan v'itim, and some say this, Rabbi Bar Mori Amar, a different interpretation, the end of that pasuk. When it says, mi ohev bahamin loy tvua, who is the one who loves multitudes? For him is the grain. So the teaching is called ha'ayhev b'hamayin. Whoever loves the multitudes, meaning whoever loves the Talmud Chacham, who has everything inside of him, loy tavua, he's going to get the grain, meaning the Torah is going to come back to that person who loves Talmud Chacham and to his children, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos of Gimel and Beis. So whoever loves Talmudic scholars, he himself will have sons, Talmudic scholars. As the Gemara says, Yavu b'i Rabbana, neinayu b'Rava b'rei d'Rabba. And that the Rabbah has placed their eyes on Rava, the son of Rabba, and that is because he loved Talmid HaChacham very much. That's why he had sons that were Talmid HaChacham. Other interpretations, the Gemara brings a siman and a manik, Ashi Lilmud, which Rav Ashi was saying it was regarding to one who learns. Ravina Lam and Ravina was talking about the one interpreting regarding to one who teaches. Rav Ashi, he interprets the pasuk. He says, Kol ho'ayev lumay b'hamoin. Whoever loves to learn in the multitudes, meaning with many chaverim together, with many colleagues, loy tavua, for him, he'll have the grain, he'll get the Torah. Where, as the Gemara explains, v'haindam rabbi Yisrael b'chanina, that it's important for someone to learn with many other people together, because he says, what does it mean the pasuk in Yirmiyah? Cherev el abadim, the sword to the loners, v'noyelu, and the fools. He explains, cherev al tzavrei, seineim shel talmid chacham, a sword on the neck of the enemies of Talmudic scholars, which is a euphemism for the Talmudic scholars themselves, sheyeshvin va'iskim b'tor bad bevad, who sit and they learn Torah by themselves. That's what's saying, cherev al abadim, the sword should be on the loners, because a person should not learn by themselves. V'loyed, not only that, elisha metavshin, they become fools. How do we know that? Because Ksiv HaChet says over here, B'noyalu, and what does B'noyalu mean? Because the Ksiv HaSim says over there, Pasuk HaMidbar, that they said, Asher Ne'alnu, that we were fools for talking Lashon Hara Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see B'noyalu means that they become fools. V'loyed, not only that, El Shechaitin, but the one who learns by themselves is a sinner. Shana, like it says over there in the Pasuk, when they say, Asher Ne'alnu, they say, Asher Chatan, that we were sinners. We see whoever is a Noyal is also a Chaitin, and therefore it's not appropriate for someone to be learning Torah by himself, but rather with multitudes. Or you could prove from a here a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says Noyel Usari Tzoyin, that the ministers of Tzoyin were fools, and actually moreover, as Rashi points out, the end of the pasuk says Nisu Sari Naif, which could be read that the leaders of Naif carried, meaning the Noyel carries sin. Moreover, even as the Bach adds on, that you could read Nisu as Nisu or the Saf, that they were lost, which is the concept of a chayte who's off the mark. So either way, we can bring from either pasuk that we see that if someone learns by himself, he becomes a fool and he becomes a sinner. Ravinam, he says, kol oyev lelamed b'hamayin, whoever loves to teach in the multitudes, meaning to teach to many students, loy tevua, he will have the grain, meaning through them, he'll increase his understanding, and because he has to always think about the answers to the students' questions, therefore he's going to be the one that's going to know a lot of Torah. That's what Rebbe said. Harbor Torah Lamati Merabai says, a lot of learning of Torah that I learned from my teachers. Umechaver Yisimim, and from my colleagues more than them. Umechamida Yisimim, from my students more than them, and that's because the Rebbe has to figure it all out and get all the answers of the questions, the piercing questions, therefore he knows more from his students. Umechamida Yisimim, Levi says, Maidah said, what does it mean the Pasuk in Tehillim? Umechamida Yisimim, Gleinim, Bishorach, Yishalayim, continuing on this theme about learning Torah. That David HaMelech said that our feet were standing in your gates, Yerushalayim, which sounds like because of your gates, which explains mi garm l'regleinu sheyamdu b'melchama, who caused that our feet should be able to stand in war, meaning and to be victorious. They were shavi Yerushalayim, the gates of Yerushalayim. How so? Shayoiskim etayra, because in Yerushalayim they were learning Torah. So we see the great merit of learning Torah. Now, v'amir b'shem alevi, another teaching from b'shem alevi, he says, Ma'idah said, what does it mean the pasuk before that? It says, Shir HaMal Sa David, a song of ascents for David. Samachti Ba'imli, I rejoiced when they told me, Beis Hashem Nelech, the house of Hashem we're going. Why was David HaMelech happy? So, Amma David of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbein Nishma, master of the world. Shemati B'nei Adam, Shoyoimim, I heard people that were saying, Masa Yom HaZakin Zeh, when is this elderly man, meaning David, going to die? V'yavish Shlema B'nai, and his son Shlema is going to come, V'yivin the Beis HaMechira, and that he'll build the Beis HaMikdash, the chosen house. V'nal HaRegel, and then we'll go up on Yom HaTevim, up to the Beis HaMikdash. And says David, I knew that the Beis HaMikdash was not going to be built in my days. And I heard people say, let's go up, and which meant that I have to die, says David. And yet, V'samachti, still I rejoice, because I want Hashem, your house to be built. And Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him, as it says in Tillim, it's better one day in your courtyard than a thousand. What Hashem was telling him was, better, says Hashem, one day that you learn Torah in front of me, than a thousand of Karbanis Ayla, that your son Shlem was going to ultimately sacrifice to me on the Mizbeach, which is the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, that Elef Ayla's Yala Shlema, a thousand Ayla's Shlema bring. So Hashem is saying, don't think that that's better. They're saying to Beis HaMikdash so they could go, I'd rather have one of your days than a thousand of Shlema's carbon oilus. Now the Mishnah said, regarding the way to get to the Ari Miklat, they have to direct the people and have it that there's ways to get the paths to get to the Ari Miklat. So Tanya Lent Nebraisa expounds on this. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Emi, he says, as a Ketintam and Beis, Miklat, Hoyukos of Al Parashas Rachim, the wherever that a road would split into two by the crossroads, and one of the ways would be leading to the city of refuge. So there was a piece of wood stuck in the ground with a sign showing an arrow, this is the way to the miklat, to the city of refuge, so that the murderer should recognize and should be able to go that way. Again, that's what the pasuk requires, as Amar Rav Kahane says, micro. What's the pasuk that teaches us? It says in Devarim, tachan lecha aderech, you should prepare for yourself the road towards the Arim Mikl, which is asir lecha hachan aderech. You have to make a preparation for the road, meaning that there should be signs directing people the roads to take to get to the city of refuge. Rav Chama Bar Chanina, pasuk lepischa lahai parasha, so he would open up for when he wanted to expound regarding this parsha of when someone kills someone, which is regarding the Arim Miklat, he would open a mahacha from, he would start from this pasuk in Tehillim, which was, that was the, there was a common theme they had in Talmudic times, that they would open up with a parsha in the Torah and then expound the halachas of that topic. So he would open up with the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Tevi Yasha Hashem, good and upright is Hashem, Al Kein Yerech Atam Mederech, therefore he directs sinners on the road, which, as we said, both literally and figuratively, which we said regarding the Arim Miklat, that he directs them the way to get to the Arim Miklat. So on that he expounded, Imlech Atom Yerech, if he directs the sinners as not just a path of tshuva, but also a path how to get to the Arim Miklat, and he helps save the sinners, Kavochem Letzadikim, all the more so for the righteous, how Hashem directs them in the path that they should go. Shim ben Lakish pasuk la pesach lahay parsha samahach, he would open up this parsha from over here, a pasuk in Shemais. The pasuk says va'asher lo itzada, and the one who did not lay an ambush to kill his friend, rather ve'alikim in the liyad v'gamer, rather God caused it to him that he should kill someone by mistake, v'gamer etc. That's what the pasuk says. He has to go to the city of refuge. So he would say that this is what the pasuk means in Shmuel Aleph. It says kashayomer mishal hakadmoni. Like it says in the Torah, which is the mashal, the parable of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Kadmaini, he's before the whole world. And in the Torah it says, Mirsham Yetze Resh of a Gaimer. This is what it says in Pasuk Shmuel Aleph, that it says, from the wicked comes out wickedness of a Gaimer, etc. Now, where does the Torah say that concept? It says it in the Pasuk of Walakim Ina Liyada, because how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu cause a stumbling block, a sin to a person to cause him to kill someone else by mistake? Rather, that's what Rish Lakish was explaining, that the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph is alluding to. But what does the Pasuk mean when it says in Shemais, V'alikim ina liyadir, Hashem caused it and made it come about that this person should kill another person by mistake? It refers to the following scenario. B'shnei b'nei adam shahargas ha-nefesh. There were two people that killed a different, each one killed one person. Echad harg b'shagi, one killed by mistake. Echad harg b'meza, one killed deliberately. Now, Lazeh, to the one who, in this now, its last incident, that he killed, he originally was chayav for galus, because he had originally killed by mistake. But in Edim, there were no witnesses for the incident, and therefore he never went into galus. Ulazeh, and for this incident where this guy got killed, he was originally liable for the death penalty. But in Edim, there was no witnesses regarding that incident, and therefore he was never killed. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin and lepon negedik. What Hashem does now is He brings these two individuals to the same inn, to the same hotel. Zeh shahark b'meizid yishev tachas hasom. The one who originally killed deliberately was sitting under a ladder. V'zeh shahark b'shagid, the one who originally killed by mistake, but none of them were prosecuted because there were no witnesses. He, the one who killed by mistake, yorid b'sulim, is on his way down the ladder, which we said the halacha of galus is only if you're on your way down. V'nafa la v'harga, and he falls on that victim and he kills him, and now that witnesses, and now the one who killed by mistake is going to have to go into galus because they're witnesses. So now the ultimate justice comes about. Zeshark b'meiz and Eric, the one who originally killed deliberately, he gets his due execution, he gets killed. V'zitzark b'shagi girl, the one who killed by mistake goes into galus, and that's what the Pasuk Shmuel Aleph was saying regarding this, that from the wickedness comes out wicked, as we alluded to, we referred this in Oman Aleph, that someone who kills by mistake was really something, and there's witnesses, is really something that he was liable, and Hashem puts them together, and that's what it means in Liyadah, but it's not Hashem causing it, it's something that he was responsible for originally, but was never prosecuted, and Hashem just brings it about that it ultimately happens. Now, related halacha, Amr Abba Bar Avhuna, Amr Avhuna, he says, and Amr Lazah, some say Amr Avhuna, Amr Lazah, min ha-Torah, min ha-Navim, min ha-Ksuvim. You learn the concept that bederech, and that's what we're saying because we're talking about a path, bederech sh'adam reitzel lelech, and the path that a person wants to go, ba'malich ha-Noyseh, that's where they lead him, that's where they take him from heaven, which is similar to the concept we said before, v'lekim in l'yadoy, it's really from the person that caused it. Min ha-Torah d'chsev, from the Torah we learn the pasuk of Bamidbar that Hashem told Bilam, lo teilechamam, don't go with those people that from Moav that wanted him to cause bad to the Jewish people. But Bilam kept on pressing Hashem. So Ksiv, it says, kum lechitam, so Hashem says, go, get up and go with them, where if you want to go, they let you do the bad. Min ha-Navim d'chsev, we find this concept in the prophets, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Ani Hashem l'kech, I'm Hashem your God, melamedcha l'hoil, I teach you for your good, but madrichecha b'derech telech, I direct you in the path that you want, that you choose, that you want to go in. So Hashem lets a person choose, even for the bad, the path he wants to go. And min ha-ksub said, we find the writings of Pasuk in Mishle, it says, im l'leitzim, if a person wants to join together with scoffers, with the cynics, hu yalitz, so then he could become a scoffer and no one's going to stop him. Ulanavim, and for the humble ones, Yitin Chen, Hashem gives grace. The Gemara returns now to the halachas about on the way the Ritzach's journey on his way to the Ir Miklat. So remember when he says Ritzach should go to Ir Miklat, a murderer who's running away, he's in exile to the city of refuge. Umitzoy Goyel Hadam, and then the avenger of the blood, the relative of the victim, finds the murderer on his way to the city of refuge. Because as the Bachak, she points out, if it would be told me that he was already once in the Ir Miklat, and then he actually went out of the boundaries, and then the Goyel Adam finds him and kills him, that's actually Machlekes Tanoim later on, the Mishnah on the Fiyad Alf and the Beis, and the Gemara Fiyad Beis and Alf. So what we're talking about over here is the Halacha of Rav Huna, is that he's on his way, didn't yet get to the Ir Miklat, but he's on his way there. Vahargoy and the Goyel Adam kills the Ritzach, who killed his relative by mistake. Pater, that Goyel Adam is exempt from killing that perpetrator. Now the reason for Rav Huna's halacha is Ksava, he understands what the pasuk says in Devarim Yotes Vav. The whole pasuk there says that why are we making a Ir Miklat? It's because maybe the Goyel Adam is going to run after the murderer because his heart is warmed up and he's going to catch up to the Ritzach because there's going to be a large road and he's going to get killed. So that's what the pasuk says. And V'loy Ein Mishpat Mavis, and to him there's no judgment of death. And the pasuk ends, because he never hated him yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that. He killed him by mistake. So, and that explains the Gemara of Huna holds, when it says there in the Pasuk, V'loy ein mishpat moves, and to him there's no judgment of death, B'goyel Adam u'dechsev. It's referring to the Goyel Adam. In other words, the way you have to read the Pasuk is, the Torah is telling you, make it Ari Miklat and make paths how to get there, because maybe the Goyel Adam is going to run after the Ritzach, and he's going to catch up to him, and he's going to kill him. And what you have to put into the pasuk is that, and he's not afraid of the court. Why? That's what the pasuk says. Ki loy ein mishpat mavet, because he doesn't have a judgment of death if he kills the ritzach. And the end of the pasuk that says ki loy seinehu, it's obviously not going back on the goyel adam. It's going back in the beginning of the pasuk that maybe the goyel adam is going to run after him and catch up to him. And that's what the Torah is telling. That's why I say you should prepare the roads for the ritzach to quickly get to the Ir Miklat, because, as the pasuk ends, because he doesn't hate him and he didn't kill him deliberately, and therefore we should not let the Goyel Adam kill him, and rather find a way for him to get there. But one thing you see from the pasuk, according to Rav Huna, is that the Goyel Adam doesn't have a mishpat mavet, and therefore if he kills him before he gets there, although the Torah is trying to save him, but they allow the Goyel Adam to kill the ritzach. However, the Gemara asks him the following brisa. The brisa says clearly, it says in the pasuk, "V'loy ein mishpat mavet." To him, there's no judgment of death. Says the Brice, the Beritzeach HaKasam Adaba. The Pasuk is talking about who doesn't have. The murderer doesn't have a judgment of death because he did it by mistake. He should not be killed. Therefore, you have to quickly make roads that he can get to the Ir Miklat. Says the Brice, HaTo'im HaBeritzeach. Do you say that it's really talking about the murderer? Maybe it's referring to, like the way we said for Rav Huna, that it's talking about the avenger of the blood, the relative of the victim. Says the Brice, no, Kishuayim, when the Pasuk says, V'hu lo'i so'in lo'i mit mol shoshim, that he didn't hate him not yesterday, not the day before that, that tells you that the pasuk is referring to who's the subject of the pasuk. It's talking about the murderer. And the way you have to read the pasuk according to the price is that it's saying that quickly make roads, make signs, because maybe the girl is going to run after him, and he's going to chase him, he's going to catch him, he's going to kill him. And the pasuk saying is that he was not fit to be killed. Ein mishpat mavis. Why, concludes the pasuk? Because he didn't hate him to kill him deliberately. He didn't kill him willingly. He killed him by mistake. So you see from the price, not like Rav Huna's interpretation. The Gemara, who do amikai tana? You're right. Rav Huna is going like a different town. The town like Luna Brisa says in the pasuk, "V'loy ein mishpat mavis," and to him there's no judgment of death. Says this Brisa like Rav Huna, "B'goyel adam akatam adab." The pasuk tomad that the goyel adam does not have a judgment of death if he kills the ritzach. Says the Braisa, even Begirl Adam, because Adam is really talking about the Adam. Maybe it's talking about the murderer, like the previous Braisa. And that says this Braisa, no, Kishuayma, when the Pasik says, the Pasik concludes and says, oh, because he didn't hate him yesterday, the day before that. So Haritzech Omar. So it's already telling you regarding the murderer that he doesn't have a judgment of death. That's what it's coming to say. Why is it saying that he didn't hate him? Obviously saying that he doesn't deserve to die. So the Torah did not have to write for the Ritzach that v'loy ein mishpat mavis. So Haman and Mikayim v'loy ein mishpat mavis. So what does those other words in the pasuk mean when it says, and he doesn't have a judgment of death? Must be, but goyel adam because of medab, it must be the Torah is talking about the goyel adam, that if he kills the Ritzach, like Rav Huna said, like this price it says, he doesn't get killed for killing the Ritzach. So that's the machlekes regarding when the end of the pasuk says, k'lei senehu mitmol shulshem, the first price says, so you see, he's told about the Ritzach. The second bride says, no, it already mentions that, so why it would be redundant to say v'loy emesh b'mavis must be istumat l'goyel hadam. Now, however, the Gemara asks on Rav Huna, the second bride from our Mishnah. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that said, we hand over to the fugitive who's run to the Yermiklat, who killed by mistake, two Talmudic scholars, because maybe the Goyel Adam is going to kill him on his way, and if we send two Talmudic Chacham to speak to the Goyel Adam, not to kill this guy on his way to the Yermiklat. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it? What do these two Talmudic Chacham tell the Goyel Adam? To masturbate, that they warn him. The E Kotel, that if he's going to kill Bar Katalu, he's going to get killed for what he's doing. So you see, Nalak Rav Huna, who says that he's Potter. So the Gemara, Allah, no. Kedetan, look at the Braisa. When it says V'Dabrulab, that they speak to him, is Devarim Haru Uyimloi. They speak to him words that are appropriate to a Goyel Adam. Because Uyimloi, they tell him, Al Tenag Boy Minik Sheikh Edamim. Don't treat him in the way of murder. Because Bishkaka Ba Maisliyada, it came to him by mistake. Don't kill him, even though you're going to be exempt, like Rav Huna. But don't, and that was what they were trying to appease him, but it's not hasra, it's just they plead to his emotions and say, look, he didn't mean to do it, and therefore he's not deserving of death. Now, Rav Meir, as we said in our Mishnah, hu medab al de'atzma, he speaks by himself. The Ritzach talks to the Goyel Adam, like it says in the Pasuk, b'zed dva haritzach, this is the word of the murderer. On that Amalai, that the Chacham said back to Rav Meir, har b'shlichas oisa. There's a lot that a person cannot do himself, that agency accomplishes, and therefore it's better that two times the Chacham speak to the Goyel Adam and not the murderer, because he's going to hear the guy, he's not going to want to listen to him, better have other people do it and not him himself. Now the Gemara explains, Amar Ma, the master said that, as we quoted the Braisa in the way of answering for Rav Huna, that said that the Min Chacham tell to the Goyel Adam, Bishkaga b'maisli yaday, it came to him by mistake, don't kill him for this. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Pshita, obviously. Since this guy is running to the city of refuge, obviously he killed him by mistake. So what do you have to tell him? He knows that he did it by mistake. The Ibn Mazik, because if he did it deliberately, Bar Golas, who would he be going in exile to the Ari Miklat? And that says the Gemara, and yes, because of Vatanya, that's what we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Oimer, he says, B'tchila, in the beginning, the initial judgment of any murderer is Echad Shagi Vechad Meza, whether if he killed by mistake or whether he killed deliberately, Magdimin La'ar Miklat, he first goes to the city of refuge. And again, that's why the Talmud Chacham have to say, he's not from those who did it deliberately, because even deliberate ones do. Here they have to tell him he did it by mistake. And that's why the two Talmud Chacham are there with him. Now, then, after they're in the Ari Miklat, Ubezn Shalchan Mevin Oysa Misham, then the courts send and bring the perpetrator from there. Mishin is chayiv misa hargu. Whoever was found to be liable for the death penalty, where he was warned and there were witnesses and so on, then he's executed. Shalem, like it says in the pasuk over there, says if a man is going to be an enemy for his friend and he's going to lay an ambush and he's going to get up on him, he's going to kill him, which sounds like that if he kills him deliberately, he still is yonis, he still flees to the Ir Miklat. And it says after that, then the elders of the city send and they bring him from there. And then they give him over to the hands of the avenger of the blood, and he dies, meaning they go ahead and they execute him. Misha loyna schayim, but true, whoever is found to be not guilty, so they let him off, they let him go. Like it says in the pasuk, v'etziluha edes ertech miyad goyel adam. The assembly saved the murderer from the hands of the goyel adam, because he's not guilty. Mishin is chayiv galus, and whoever is found to be guilty, but he did it by mistake, so he's liable for exile. He has a third halacha, mechzir noislam kamei, and they bring him back to the place where they took him from, to the Ir Miklat, like it says there in the pasuk, v'shivo is ha'edel ir miklatai ashanah shama, that the assembly returns him to the city of refuge from where he fled to, so therefore And that's why we said that we have to tell him that he's from those who are running because he did it by mistake. Now, Rebbe, I mean, he says that actually the pasuk's not telling you like Rabbi Yossi had said that's part of the halacha that he has to go there. He says, no, the pasuk's not telling that you have to send the one who killed by deliberately to the Ir Miklat. Rather, me'atzman hen goyla. They run there from themselves. Kisvurnein, they think, echad shagiv echad mezik kultus. They know, oh, you kill someone, you run to the city of refuge. They think it's even if you, whether you do it by mistake or even if you do it deliberately. But they don't know, they're not aware that only saves someone who killed by mistake, but mezir and a cultist, it does not save someone who killed deliberately. And that's what the pasuk is teaching you. Take him away from there and kill him because he doesn't belong there. He thinks he can be saved from there, but he really can't. Now, other halachas regarding the Ir Miklat, Amar Balazi says, Ir Sharuba Reitzchem, a city that the majority are murderers, in a cultist that can save as an Ir Miklat, someone who killed by mistake. Kashneman, because the pasuk says, and it's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua that says v'dibir ba'aznei zikno ir ahiyas devar, that the one who ran by a killing mistake to the Ir Miklat, he should speak in the ears of the elders of the city his words, saying that he's, don't honor me, I'm a person who killed. Now, but what we learn from there is v'lei shehushva divrein ledevarav, but not that his words should be the same as their words, meaning he should speak his words to them, he's different than them and they should know that. But if they're just like him because they're murderers too, and the majority of murderers, then the city cannot save him. Another teaching of Amar Balazi says, Ir she'im bazikenim, a city that does not have elders in the kailatas does not save. To be in, like we said in the pasuk before, zikne ha'ir v'leka, has to have the elders of the city, and there are none, because there's no elders. Now actually, Idma, we learned that it's actually machlokes. Ir she'im bazikenim, a city does not have elders, so you have machlokes Reb Ami v'Reb Asi. Chadam a kolatis, one says that it saves him. V'chadam ene kolatis, one says it does not save him. As the Gemara explains. Lamandam ene kolatis, the one who says it doesn't save him, be'in in zignir. But like we said, because you need to have the elders of the city, as the Pasuk says in Yeshua, and there are none. Lamandam a kolatis, one that says it does save him, is mitzvah be'alma. It's just a mitzvah that there should be the elders, but when there's no elders, it still is going to save him. Similar machlokes, v'ir she'im b'zakeinim, a city does not have elders, you have a machlokes Reb Ami v'Reb Asi. Chadam and Nasaba ben Sarimar, one says that still there could be the halachic execution of the wayward and rebellious son. But Chadam and Nasaba ben Sarimar, one says that no, that city cannot have a ben Sarimar. As the Gemara explains, Lamanda me'ein Nasaba ben Sarimar, according to the one who says that you cannot have a ben Sarimar, it's because be'in zikne iroi. We need what the Pasuk says in Devarim Chaf Aleph, v'yitziu Yisrael zikne iroi, that you take him out to the elders of the city, v'lekan, you don't have it because there's no elders. Lamanda me'nasaba ben Sarimar, according to the one who says that you could still have a ben Sarimar, is mitzvah, that's just a mitzvah. But if that's not there, you still have the primary halachas of ben Sarimar. Another machlik is, v'ir she'im bezakein, the city does not have elders. You have machlik is Reb Ami v'Reb Asi. Chadam and Mavi Eglarufa, one says that when there's someone who they find killed and they don't know who killed them between the cities, says that the closest city, even if there's no elders, you bring an Eglarufa, the decapitated calf. Chadam and Mavi Eglarufa, and the other one says you don't bring Eglarufa, as the Gemara explains. Lamanda and Mavi Eglarufa, the one who says that you don't bring one is because you need, like the Pasuk says in the Varm, Zikno Hir Hahi, the elders of that city, but like you don't have them because they don't have elders. The one who says that you do bring the Eglah Rufa is mitzvah amma, is just a mitzvah, but if it's not there, that does not take away the entire halacha, and you're still going to fulfill the halacha of Eglah Rufa, just not with the elders of that city.